All through this month on these programs, we'll be celebrating National Poetry Month, and Rita Dove starts us at the beginning with the first book.
The first book. Open it. Go ahead, it won't bite. Well, maybe a little. More a nip-like, a tingle. It's pleasurable, really. You see, it keeps on opening. You may fall in.
This recording is part of a collection of poems called Poetry Speaks to Children. Many of the dozens of poems in this large, well-illustrated book are voiced by the poets themselves. Robert Frost intones his famous Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening, and Langston Hughes explains the origins of and reads The Negro Speaks of Rivers. Gwendolyn Brooks introduces us to The Tiger Who Wore White Gloves, and Carl Sandburg croons his flimmerings.
Nobody noogers the shaft of a saloon. Nobody slimbers a winch with a winch, nor higgles armed each with a niggle, and each the flimdrat of a smee, each the inbitty hum of a smoo. Then slong me darst with the flag darst, then creep me deep with the craw bright. Let idle winds blue daddle the dorshes, and you in the gold of the gloaming, you shall be sloam with the hoorifs. On a flimmering flume you shall ride. They shall tell you be dish and desist. On a flimmering flume you shall ride.
There are old poems and new poems, poems that are prayers like Joy Harjo's Eagle Poem and the Osage invocation I Rise, and poems that awaken us with recognition like Nikki Giovanni's The Reason I Like Chocolate. Every home should have a good thick book of poems, poems for all occasions, to mark the change of seasons, to take us to faraway places, and to reflect on the passages of our lives, as Billy Collins does in his On Turning 10. And perhaps most of all, poems let us explore the vast land of our tastes, for the playful, the unique and delicious, for the things and especially for the people we love, as Sonia Sanchez proclaims in the opening of her poem for a young child.
To PJ, 2 years old, who said, write a poem for me in Portland, Oregon. If I could ever write a poem as beautiful as you, little two-year-old brother, I would laugh, jump, leap up, and touch the stars, cause you be the poem I try for each time I pick up a pen and paper